Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you very much, Maddie. And thank you to both Maddie and Suzanne and to the Student Midwives Working Group for inviting me here to talk to you today. I'm not doing a terribly long presentation, but we just wanted to highlight with you the organisation that I work for, the Coram Children's Legal Centre, and the particular project, the Child Protection Project, which I'm currently managing at the Coram Children's Legal Centre, which provides free legal advice on child protection law and safeguarding law for frontline practitioners working with vulnerable children and families. And we're hoping that we are able to bring information about these resources to you and they will in some way empower your practice and provide you with information and advice. So I just wanted to briefly tell you a little bit about our organisation. I work for the Coram Children's Legal Centre. We're, as the name suggests, we're a legal advice centre offering advice to both children, young people, parents and carers. We're a very unique charity. We're a not-for-profit organisation and we're funded mainly by grants and government money to try and incorporate and implement children's rights into UK law and bring advice about the law to parents and carers. We were known as the Children's Legal Centre up until last year, and in September 2011, we amalgamated with the Coram Children's Charity, which some of you may be aware of, is one of the oldest voluntary adoption agencies in the country. I think it was founded in about 1730, and that's still going strong. And we work around the world to promote children's rights and to promote legal advice. I understand that these slides will be uploaded onto the website of the presentations today, so you will be able to get this information. What I've highlighted there is the URL for the website for the Children's Legal Centre, if you wanted to have a look at that. The main things probably which would be of use to you is information through the Child Law Advice Line, which is a free service for children, young people, parents and carers, and that offers free advice between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Mondays to Fridays. On that number I've set out there. It's a really, really useful advice line. It's funded by the Department for Education and we're happy to say that we've secured funding for the next 2 years for that particular project. And I think it's a really useful service to help parents and carers through the sort of myriad of the law and to find out what rights they have in relation to their children. We also offer legal representation to children, young people and to parents. And we're also involved in training projects and consultancy for international projects abroad. We're also involved in three other projects, the Child Protection Project, which I'll go into more detail in a moment, and we offer a Migrant Children's Advice Line and Refugee Children's Advice Line, which offers free advice to parents and carers in relation to immigration, legal stuff. We get lots of people ringing us who have uncertainty about their immigration status, and we have lawyers on board who can offer advice and again help parents and children through the sort of myriad and maze of the law in relation to those areas. So the Child Protection Project, the service that I'm managing, we're funded through a two-year grant from the Department of Education's Improving Outcomes for Children, Young People and Families Fund. That funding began last March in 2011 and is unfortunately due to end at the moment until further notice next March. And this is one of the reasons why we're bringing this to your attention today, because we want to encourage professionals to sign up to the service and use it. And it is currently free at the moment for users, and I'll go through that in a moment. The aim of the service is to provide frontline practitioners with advice and information on the law in relation to child protection and safeguarding. So it's sort of wider remit than just child protection advice. The service came about through professionals contacting us asking about their obligations in relation to child protection and safeguarding towards children. What should they be doing? Sort of questions. A professional has been working with a child and they've made disclosures that seem to indicate that a child is at risk of significant harm. The professional is worried about breaching the confidentiality of the young person, but also on balance is worried that the young person may continue or the child may continue to be at risk of harm. So we wanted to provide a service that enabled professionals to ring up confidentially and speak to us and to discuss those problems and to get some legal advice to enable them to information share with other professionals and organisations to try and protect that young person or child. So what do we offer? Our service is comprised of three elements. The first one is a child protection telephone advice line, which is available on that number. And again, I'll go through the details of that in a moment. We also offer an interactive website, which we're really proud of. And we're also able to offer in-line and in-person training to individuals and organisations. And I must reinforce this, that actually at the moment, the access to the website and the telephone advice line is free. In designing the service, we've had quite a lot of help from a number of professionals across the board working with children and families. We convened a high-level advisory group made up of representatives from those organisations, so the Assistant Directors of Children's Services, Royal College of Nursing, Royal College of Midwives, and the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health. And we have regular meetings with professionals from those bodies, and they've helped us sort of shape and inform what goes into our service, what goes onto our website, and what are the areas that professionals are struggling with in this particular aspect of the law. We also have a virtual practitioners panel, which is made up of frontline practitioners, including social workers, nurses, nursery workers, and solicitors who are involved in child protection. And again, they help us shape our services, and we send questionnaires out to them, and they sort of tell us what they like and don't like about our service. We're always looking for willing members to join our virtual practitioners panel and again help us to shape our service. So the actual elements of the service. We offer a child protection legal advice line. Again, I've put the number up on there. That service is available to frontline practitioners Mondays to Fridays, 9:30 to 5:30 p.m. We operate on the basis that it's not a service that's available necessarily immediately, because we do have other lines to run and other aspects of the work to cover. But we work on the basis that we will be able to ring you back if we're not immediately available and talk through a problem with you, because clearly if there's an immediate child protection issue, then we take the view, and we hope you would agree with that, a professional would need to ring the police or the local authority to discuss that matter if they were seriously concerned about the immediate welfare of a child. But the advice is free for the cost of a phone call. The calls are answered by an experienced family law solicitor. In the main, that's myself. My background is that I have nearly 15 years experience in conducting care and adoption proceedings within a local authority, so I've sort of worked my way up across the whole sort of remit of child protection and safeguarding law, and have on many occasions worked with health professionals who've been involved particularly in sort of high-end child protection cases. The sort of advice we can offer, there's sort of two aspects to it. We can offer advice of a general nature. If a professional or yourselves has a concern or wants information about, say, a particular court order or a situation like that, or we can offer advice in relation to an individual case that a professional is working on. For instance, again, the example I used earlier, you're faced with an issue and you're concerned about the welfare of a child and you're not clear whether you can breach confidentiality or information share with other professionals or speak to the local authority, make a child protection referral. We can talk through that and the benefits that can be for the young person or the child, and what the law says about that particular area. So we can offer advice of a general nature and based on an individual case. And it is a confidential service, and obviously we wouldn't be wanting to take any information, specific information that would identify the child or young person. And I think one of the main aspects of the service is it's available to professionals working right across the children's workforce. So we're happy to advise children's advocates, local authority social workers, nurses and school counsellors. And we're quite aware, particularly in the health sector, that you don't necessarily have access to sort of specialist child protection legal advice. I know you may have access to other types of legal advice, particularly in relation to your work and your own personal liabilities, but not necessarily in this area of the law. So we hope that can bring some benefit to your practice. The other resource that we can offer is our Child Protection Project website, and I've put the URL up there, www.protectingchildren.org.uk. I think if you Google child protection legal advice, we're the first hit for that. And again, this access is free for any registered user to the website. I think you have to put in your email address and you get a password and you can access the website as and when that you want to. The website offers comprehensive legal information, practical skills and tips for professionals, as well as sort of sector-specific tailored information for professionals. So there is specific information there for professionals from the health sector. The website includes an overview of the whole child protection system. We send out monthly e-newsletters to registered users, and we also sort of do overviews of analysis of current issues in child protection and safeguarding law and practice. And we're also working towards uploading online training modules to the website as well to help practitioners. Up there, I know it's not very clear, but I just wanted to give you a flavour of some of the things that are on the website. If you register to the website now, one of the first pages you'll see is the overview of the child protection system, which I appreciate is very complex, and it is very complex at the moment. But we're quite proud of this because it is quite a succinct way of praising and summarising really how the sort of whole child protection legal system looks like as it stands. And if you go on to that system, onto that map, you can actually click the boxes and download the content and print it off. So there may be things that you come across in practice, particular types of orders, or you may be asked to go to, say, a child protection conference, something like that, if the local authority are concerned about a child, and you can find out a bit more about that. One of the things we do have on the website are practical skills and tips for professionals, things like important points about writing statements or reports for court, attending court, how to prepare for court, how to give evidence, things like that. We wanted to really try and empower professionals and skill people up, because I know these are areas which professionals do get nervous about. So that's sort of one aspect, but the other pages aren't as complex as that. But we are quite proud of that particular page on the website. And the last part of the services, we can offer organisations and individuals CPD accredited online and in-person training courses. We've run quite a few now, but the examples of topics that we cover are children's rights, information sharing, disclosure and confidentiality issues. Again, I know is a particular area of law that professionals get nervous about. Legal frameworks for children and young people, sort of an overview of the law as it stands for children and young people now. And as I say, statement writing and courtroom skills. We do sort of run regular events at our central London office. We're prepared to go out to organisations and run training. I have to say we do charge for the training because this is a way of making our service more sustainable. But we try to keep the charges down because we're aware, obviously, we're working in austerity times at the moment and it's not always that easy to get good funding. But we're also aware that we want to, as I say, empower and ensure professionals are skilled up to do their jobs appropriately. So I think the main thing I wanted to say, I've set out all our contact details there, is that at the moment we do have funding for the project until March. We are at the highest of the Department for Education at the moment. We are working with the department to get more money to make the project more sustainable. And we are working with a number of organisations, such as the RCM, to try and make the project sustainable and perhaps work on a subscription basis in the future. But I really would like to encourage you all to sign up to the website and see what we can offer you and assist you with. And please speak to us at any time, or come and see me afterwards, or ask some questions. Because if we get your support, and we can obviously take that information to the Department for Education and try and secure some more funding to keep what we think is quite a valuable resource going for a long time ahead. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.